And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's last-ditch plan to keep the government temporarily open collapsed. AP correspondent Stephen Gross reports the looming government shutdown appears likely because of outgoing GOP division.
A government shutdown appears all but inevitable at this point after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's plan to provide stopgap funding failed to pass the House after hardline conservatives voted against it.
The vote was 198 to 232, with 21 hard-right Republicans voting to sink the package. Suicide bombings ripped through two mosques in Pakistan Friday, killing at least 57 people and injuring dozens more as believers mark the birthday of Prophet Muhammad. Police and health officials report. Rachel Faber has more.
It happened as worshippers marked the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. The first blast hit in the southwestern Baluchistan province, where a district health official said more than 50 were killed. Dozens more were injured, many of them seriously. The second attack was in a neighboring province. Rescue officials say at least 5 were killed. The blast reportedly trapped dozens under the rubble. Witnesses at the site of the first blast said they could see multiple bodies, including children, as the injured cried out for help. The gathering was at a mosque belonging to a sect generally considered more moderate than other hardline Islamic sects. No group immediately claimed responsibility for either of the blasts.
Because of procedural changes in how the U.S. government processes, some green card faith communities across the country may lose thousands of leaders and workers. There's suddenly a nearly 5-year wait for green cards for religious workers, meaning most of those now here on temporary visas won't be able to stay long enough to get one. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered one of the top commanders of the Wagner military contractor to take charge of volunteer units fighting in Ukraine. The order signals the Kremlin's efforts to keep using the mercenaries after the death of their chief, Yevgeny Prigozhin. Putin told his task is to form volunteer units that could perform combat tasks primarily in the war zone. Retiring Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley made a forceful call in defense of American democracy and the Constitution on Friday as he handed the reins of the military's top position to his successor.
It's not the usual farewell speech of a retiring American top general.
We don't take an oath to a king or a queen or to a tyrant. We're a dictator, and we don't take an oath to a wannabe dictator. We don't take an oath to an individual. We take an oath to the Constitution, and we take an oath to the idea that it's America, and we're willing to die to protect it.
The office of General Mark Milley did not respond to queries about who the retiring Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman was referring to, but some speculate it was a thinly veiled jab at former President Donald Trump, who is seeking a return to office. Milley is handing over the military's leadership to General Charles Q. Brown, Jr. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
One man has died, another injured after what authorities call a freak accident involving a whale.
Authorities say one man died and another was in the hospital on Saturday in Australia after a whale struck and flipped their boat during a fishing expedition. Police said one man was pulled unconscious from Botany Bay off the coast of Sydney and later died, while the other man was taken to the hospital in a stable condition. New South Wales Police Minister Yasmin Catley said a whale has been involved. Whoever would have thought that would have occurred, it's terribly tragic. State Emergency Services Minister Jihad Dib said it was an absolute freak accident. According to police, early reports were that the whale may have breached near or on the men's boat, who did not identify the whale species. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
The Armenian diaspora has now been stunned by the swift fall of the Armenian-majority enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh and Azerbaijani troops and the exodus of much of its population. Traumatized by a widely acknowledged genocide a century ago, Armenians now fear the erasure of what they consider a key and beloved part of their historic homeland. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.